I said that Arab told Rabbi Vachonim that Amalek called Tlossim Yermin every 30 days, Mahadru Mul Gehenim. The Gehenim brings them back here, turns them over, Kibosa Batar Kalachas, like you have a piece of meat in a pot boiling, that the meat, it turns around up and down all over. The Yamri Hochet, this is the way they say every 30 days. Moshe Visarosa Yemes, Tehein Badoyim. Moshe is Emes, the Torah is Emes, and we are wrong. This is what happens to the Shoyim when they leave this world, when they have the din, after they get the judgment, they see the truth, they open up their eyes, oy vey, what did we do? That Moshe is Emes, Torah is Emes, and we that did the Chatoyim, we are wrong. This is the Ma'is of Kerech. Now the Mishnah goes further. Dor HaMidbar Ein Lam Chilu Gol Mabor. Dor HaMidbar Ein Lam Chilu Gol Mabor. Dor HaMidbar has no Chilu Gol Mabor. Tana Rabbon, word like this. Dor HaMidbar Ein Lam Chilu Gol Mabor. Dor HaMidbar has no Chilu Gol Mabor. They were always complaining against Hashem. They weren't Makir Toiv. They have no Oil Mabor. Then it says, Dor HaMidbar Hazeh Yitamu V'Sham Yamusu. A double notion. Yitamu means they'll end. Boilam Azeh, in this world, they'll die out. V'Sham Yamusu means Boilam Abor. Yeah. They will not be Zeich at Oilam Abor.
Yeah.
The Yomah, another person says, the Yomah, Asher Nishbati Bi'api Im Yivoyin HaMunachosi. Like I swore my wrath, if they will come to Munachosi, which means Oilam Abor. That these people in the Dor HaMidbar, they will not be zeicha to Yavoyon El Munuchasi. They will not come to Munucha to El Mabor. Tibur Rebbe Kiva. These are the words of Rebbe Kiva. That Rebbe Kiva dashes, they will not be zeicha to El Mabor. Rebbe Lazar Oimer, Hein Boyon El Mabor. No, Rebbe Lazar argues and says they will come to El Mabor. Shinemma, there's a passage that says, Isvuli Chasidei, gather together to me, the Chasidim, Korosai Bris, the ones that were Korosai Bris with me, Olai Zovach, that brought Karbonis for me. And the Dor HaMidbar, they were the ones that brought Karbonis. This passage goes on, the Dor HaMidbar, Rashi says, V'ayim Dor HaMidbar, She'a Korosai Bris, She'a Mokim, Olai Zvachim Ushlomim, the Chasid says, V'yizmichu Zvachim Ushlomim, they brought Karbonis. The Chasid, V'yizmichu Al-Ham, V'yemehinei Dam HaBris, She'a Korosai Shami Mokim. That they made a crease of bris with Hashem with the dam of the Karbonis. So the Dor HaMidbar brought Karbonis. That's the pasuk of Isvuli, I will gather together Chasidoi and Karas the bris Yolai. That's what the blessed that the Dor HaMidbar are called Chasidim and they will receive Olam Habo. El is so, it's a kashering of blessed. What do I do with the Kiva's pasuk? Elo, Mani, Mekayim, what do I do with the pasuk? Hashem Nishbati Diyapi, that I swore my wrath. That they will not im yavoyin amunuchasi. It means bi'ati nishpati. True, Blessed Hashem made the shvur when he was angry. But right away, because rani be like after that second, like we had before, Hashem gets angry. 1 second after that second, Hashem had chavota, and he said no. Rashi said nishpati because rani be. Rani Hashem nishpati bi'ati. If nekasi nishpati, only made the shvur when I was angry. Or mischavatani. But after that, they have charota. No, they will be zeicha to El Mabor. That the bnei the Dor HaMidbar will be zeicha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocho Oimer Loinema Posik Zeh. No, he comes to stick up for Rabbi Kivish Rosho that this Posik is not talking about the Dor HaMidbar. This Posik of Hashem will gather them together is talking about other tzaddikim. That Loinema Posik Zeh Elokinega Doros Aboyim. The future generations. But the prophet says, Isvuli Chasidoi, that means Elu Tzadikim Shebechol Dor V'Dor. These are Tzadikim, the special Tzadikim of every generation. Korosei Brisi, Olai Zevach, that means who the people that will Korosei Bris with their life, like a Zevach, they gave up their life. Elu Chananya Mishovi Azariah. Goes on these three, Shemosu Atzom Atef Kishonesh. They were like Mosu Nefesh. True, they stayed alive. But still they put themselves into a matzav, into the burning furnace that they were supposed to die. They were mercy nefesh for Hashem. Olai Zevach, who's the go on the ones that have the Zvachim, like gave up the life as a korban? Elu Rabbi Akiva, the Chaveirah. This goes under the Kiva, now Sarasar, Rugei Malchus, Shemosur Aslam Lashchita. They gave their life up, Mamash Tashchita, the guy of the Romans, they came and shechted them, Al Divrei Torah. They still went to learn Torah, they were mercy nefesh for Torah. That's what this passage is going on. These people, Boyin Hain, he goes back to Dor HaMidbar. Dor Midbar will come to Elam Abor. He also knows like that. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Ufduyi Hashem." The people that Hashem was Podui means the people that Hashem took out of Mitzrayim, which means the Dor Midbar is Yeshuvim. They will return. Or Boyel Tzim Barino, they'll come back to Tzim in happiness, means they'll be Zerich to Elam Abor. See the action, this pasuk of Vuduy Hashem Yeshuvan goes in the Dor HaMidbar, they will be Zeichet. So we have a big machlokes here. If the Dor HaMidbar will receive Elam Abor or not. Now, Omar Rabba Baba Konam Rabbi Yechanan. Like he's coming to say the Maskana, he's the last one. He's a Moira. And he says that Shafka Rabbi Akiva Lachasiduseho. Rabbi Akiva here, he owes Dashin wrongly. He left over his kindness. Like we'll see later, other places Rabbi Akiva Dashin for the kindness of Christ. So Dashin good for us. Here he left over his kindness, and he dashed wrong. And Rakiva dashed, but the Dor HaMidbar is Einlam Chilag Olam Abor. And the Birchon is saying no, they will have Olam Abor. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, Holach v'karosa b'yozni Yerushalayim, Leimar zocharti l'cho chesed n'yirayach, I remember the great chesed you did when you were young, means when you went out and to live in the Midbar for 40 years, Avas Kulosayich, the love of the Kulosayich, led when they first had Chasna, just as they got married, Midbar, the Kaiser went after Hashem in the Midbar, the Eretz Lazura wasn't planted there, that Novi is saying Shvach praises against Kaiser, and that Holoch Rosh Ben Yisrael is Chatzlach, Hashem will always remember. I mean, the best course, other people will be Zeicher also. That means to say that, Omah Cherim, Boyim is Chus, that means to say other people will be Zeicher to Elam Abor because of their Chus, that Hashem is remembering the greatness that they did. So, hey, Ma'atzman, like Holshchein, isn't it for sure the Dor HaMidbar themselves will also have tremendous chusim that they'll also be Zeicher to Elam Abor? That's Rabbi Yechon's Maskona. Here's from Machlokes Tanoim. This Amar Rabbi Yechon comes to say the Maskona that they will be Zeicher to Elam Abor. We'll soon see what it means. Rabbi Kiva left his Chassidus. Where did he dash in the Chassidus? The other Mishnah says, Seres Hashvotim, the ten Shvotim, Einam Asidim Lasser. They will not return. Kosher means they will not come to Elam Abor even. Rashi says, Seres Hashvotim, Shehigla Sancheriv, the Sancheriv threw them out. Shenemrit says, Vayinochem, the Cholo, the Chibur, and our Gosin, the early Modite, is an Asidim Lasser. Rashi says, Mimokim should go from the places they went into exile. Means they assimilated there, they became like the Goyim, and they'll stay like the Goyim. The Gemara says that was another Yirmiyo. He went around to all those cities to try and bring them back. True, Yirmiyo Anavi went around to all those cities with the Teres HaShvatim was in Golus and tried to make them do tshuva, make them return. So true, certain people did return. Those people we're not talking about. But the people that Yirmiyo Anavi cannot get to return, they will never return. That's called Aseret HaShvotim, Einu Masidim Lachzor. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, Vayashlichem al Eretz Acheres, Kayoyim Hazeh. They were thrown away, Kayoyim Hazeh. What does that mean? Ma Hayom, just like today. Hoylech. After today, it's finished, it's gone. The Einu Chayzer doesn't return anymore. Time doesn't return. Is Afhei, most of the Aseret HaShvotim, those that did not return with Yimyo, Holchim V'Einim Chayzim. They went and will not come back. Rashi says, Shekach Gozra Lenekosh Baruchu, Shekivin Shoizim Es Perosoi, they're leaving my Torah, who Megaloisan. They're going into Golis, and Kayyam is there, they'll stay there. Dibur Rebbe Kiva, these are words of Rebbe Kiva. Again, the Hidashins, Legana Hidashins, they will not come back. Again, Rebbe Lezra Imeno. The Apostle says, Kayyam Hazeh, you know what that means? Ma Yen, just like today. Mapil, it's dark at night, Umeir, but then in the morning it comes light again. Is Afa Seret HaShvotim, Shafilu Lehem, even though now they were doing Ra, they were also, they're black, they went into Golis, but Shafilu Lehem, Kach, Asidu Loyal Lehem, you should know, come the time that they will return, they will do Tshuva, they will be Zeichet Elam Abor. So again, another Machlokes from Kivan and Rabbi Lazar, if they'll be Zeichet or not. For the Dor HaMidbar, now it's Seret HaShvotim. So look at the Gemara. Turn around, the Tosefta on this Mishnah is and says, "Churas Pshana Mishnah also." There are Seres HaShvotim, Ein Lam Chelik Lelam Abor. Right, that's what the Mishnah means. Right, it means they won't return. But that's the Hainu Hach. Since they won't return, they'll never come to do tshuva. They're staying assimilated the whole time. Therefore, they're living like a guy. They'll die like a guy, and they'll stay like goyim. And Ein Lam Chelik Lelam Abor. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, "Vayit Shem Hashem Yalad Mosam." Hashem throws them off their land, the af, with anger, the chaimam, with the kets of Godol. So, what does this mean? Vayit shem Hashem yalad mosam v'lam azer. Hashem will throw them out of Eretz Yisrael, means from this world they'll be destroyed. Vayashlichom el Eretz Acheres, he'll throw them to a different land. What does that mean? Lo'olam habo, they will not be zoyche to olam habo. Seres Hashvot, will not be zoyche. Again, Dibur Rebbe Kiva, these are words of Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar aku oimer. He says like this. Mishum Rebbe Shimon, name of Rebbe Shimon. It depends. Im ma'asayim kayyem azeh. When the Apostle says before, kayyem azeh, in the Mishnah, b'yishlichem Hashem, el eretz acheres, kayyem azeh means like this. If the actions still stay like today, they're still doing avoid the zorah, still doing ra, einem choizim, then they will not return, and they will not be zeh kotelim abor. But be im lav, if they retract, if they do tshuva, they stop the bad actions of that day, chayzrin, then Hashem will accept them and they will be zaycha teilav abor. So it depends, it's up to them. It wasn't exagged, they can't come back, it's up to them. Maybe yes, maybe not. Yeah. No. Rebbe says, boy, Rebbe says also, like the Blessed Mishnah, they will come to teilav abor. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, Bayayimu, Yitokam Hashem, Begodol, Voroim, the Meretz Asher, that all the Atharos HaShvotim, they will come back. Bayayimaisa Mashiach, Yitokam Godol, they'll come back. Omar Rabba Babachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Shafko Rabbi Akiva Lachasidusa. Again, Rabbi Akiva left his kindliness that he dashed here that the Atharos HaShvotim will not be Zeichot Elam Mabo, and he argues, Rabbi Yechanan says, no, they will be Zeichot Elam Mabo. And like he has his Pasuk,
okay, turn over.
We want to take our nafla. Nema, the Pasuk says, Holach the Karosis Advar Ma'ilat Tafoina, go to the north, that's where the land where the Atharos HaShvotim were. For your mountain, tell to them, Shuva Mishuva Yisrael Nu Mashem. Loy apel ponai bochem, I will not darken my face with you. Ki chosir ani nu mashem. Loy etel yerlem, you will not be thrown away forever. As the Pasuk is mashed to the Atharos HaShvotim, you will not be thrown away forever, but rather you will do tshuva, you will come back, there will be a yeshuvan for you also. That's maskonah of Yechon's maskonah, the Atharos HaShvotim will come back. Now the Gemara says, my chasidusa, where's the kindliness of Rabbi Kiva? It's already two times that Rabbi Yechon is saying Rabbi Kiva left his kindliness, because by the Dor HaMidbar and by Teres HaShvat himself, Rabbi Kiva says, Ein lam chemet. Now where is the place that he did have kindliness for us? The Tani run like this. Kitane b'nei Rishoy Yisrael. The children of the Rishoy Yisrael. Now the fathers are Rishoyim, they'll go down to Gehenim, they won't have Olam Habo. What's going to be with their poor children? What's going to be with them? Kitane b'nei Rishoy Yisrael. So the first one says, "Ein boyin lelam abor." They will not come to lelam abor. Shneimer says in the pasuk, "Kini hayoyin bo boye kitaner boye kol zaydim." All the wicked people, because a lot of Rishoy people do rishis, cashed v'lat. They do like straw in trouble. Oyster hayoyin habo omer Hashem tzvokes. Asher lo yazav lem shorish v'yonah. There'll be nothing left over from them. Not even a root. The end branches. That means shorish no roots. Berlam azir. The yonah no branches. Berlam abor. Give a Rebbe Gamliel. That's a Rebbe Gamliel dashing. That even the children of the Rishoyim, they'll be wiped out completely. There'll be no Sherish beyond the left. Not in this world, never in the Mabor. Rebbe Kiva Raymano. Kiva dashing with Chus. Boy, you may learn Mabor. The poor children, they will come to the Mabor. Shneimer says, Shoyim et Psoyim Hashem. Hashem watches the Psoyim, which means the young ones. Shekain Kurim, the Karachi Hayom Linuka, Psia. In Karachayam, in the other side of the ocean, the way they speak there is, to a child they call Psiyah. So when Hashem says, Shoyme Psoyim Hashem, means Hashem will watch the young children. The Yerim, another pasuk says, Goydu Ilonai, but he cut down the tree, the Chavrud, or destroy it.
The roots will still be stayed in the ground. Mashim will still be roots, the kids will still be here. The Yerim, so, Mani Mekamad, with the pasuk, Le'yazav Lehem, Sherish V'yonav, there will be nothing left over. It means to say like this. Hashem will not leave over. They will be paid back for all the mitzvahs they did. In other words, these Rishoyim will not be zech at all to get reward later. Hashem will give them the reward in this world. In order later, they'll only have to get Gehenna and they'll only get punished.
Won't be left over a mitzvah and a shiur mitzvah that they did not, that they did? Rashi says, le mitzvah chamur le mitzvah kala hakol yiyo mavir o meshalim schar liyaltik the litvim in olam.
If I get paid back the reward now, and not later, let me get the gehenim. So that's what this pasuk means, that there won't be left over one mitzvah. Not that the children will be killed out, just there won't be one mitzvah left over that they not get paid back for already.
For all the rishis that they did, Hashem will judge them. So Rach, another pshat is, Shurish zu neshama, v'yanav zu haguf. It goes on, then neshama and their guf will not be around. Al-Vaktane v'nei rishoyot and chavim, mashenkein, their children will be around. Will be around, will still live. That's going on the B'nai Rishoyim of your Jew. But B'nai Rishoyim the Chavim, a Rosh of a Goy, his children, the Rehakal and B'nai Lamabur. For sure Hashem, when he wipes out those Rishoyim, he'll wipe them out completely. There won't be nothing left over, not their children. But Rabbi Gamliel, Norfolk Leif, in this Pasuk, Mivitu Avad, calls Dei Cholomai. They'll be destroyed completely. If not, we learn like this. Koton mi'emesai bor le'olam habo. A kid, at what age does he have to live in order to be zeicher to go to olam habo? Like his neshama comes into him, to what age? Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Barav, Chadam, one says, mishor shenil. Soon as he's born, soon as the kid is born, he has his neshama, and Rachmon, if something happens, he dies then, he'll be zeicher to olam habo. He'll be a tzaddik in olam habo. The Chadam one says no, Mishor Shesifa, at the time the child starts to speak. When he starts to speak, starts to talk, that's when his neshama comes in, and at that age, he could be Zeicher to Olam Habo, not before. Now, Man Diyama Mishor Shesifa, the time when the child is born, Shneimer says, Yavo Yov Yagidu Tzikosoi, Liyam Noilad, Mashma, as soon as they're born, Kiyosa, as soon as they're born, Liyam Noilad, right away they could be Zeicher to Olam Habo. Chor means they'll have a neshama, that neshama could live to Olam Habo. Well, man, the yama mishor shesipa, at the age that a child starts to talk, the Sivit says, Zera yavdeinu yisupa l'Hashem l'dor. They'll talk. Mash, but the time when they talk, then they'll be zeicha to Olam Habo. That's it. Now, if we learn like this, Revinu ama digi chidish, that mishor shenizra. No, as soon as a lady becomes pregnant, Rashi's mishor shenizra, mishor sheniklat hazera b'meisha, could be even one day old. As soon as the zera becomes fertilized, and the wives, the eggs become fertilized, afilu apilim, even if the mother is mapla as a miscarriage, the nimchon, it gets wiped away, yesh lo chedek liyosit. You should know that child will be zeicher to be an olam habo, the tchias ha-meitzim. The chsivit says, zera yavdeini v'ochi yavim v'ksubis, perk basra. Yeah. Interesting, the Moshe brings down in shuvas also, that Rachmanis, when Isha has a miscarriage, she has to know that even though she doesn't see that child now, there'll come a time that she'll see him. So the Tchias HaMeisim, those miscarriages will also stand up. And he says the Kiddush, they'll be the Tzadikim. But a Kotan that went through this world and didn't do any Chatoyim, they're Tzadikim Gemurim. But sometimes Rachmanis, the kids you never saw in this world, when it comes to Tchias HaMeisim, you'll be able to see them. And they'll be Barosh, they'll be the Tzadikim. That's called Mishash and Nizra. Chesed says in the Pasuk, Zera Yavdeini, Mashm, even a Zera, the seed, will worship me. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Omar, Mishor Shenimot, the time when he has the Bris Milah. Chesed says, Ona Yani, the Goyveya Minoyar Nesotzi, Emecha Afuni.
Which means, Ona Yani, like I'm afflicted, the Goyveya, I'm ready to die, Minoyar, when I'm young, the thirsty, Emecha, Afuni, in other words, that they watch me from the Milah. Rashi says, "Behind the mila, shibib soroi, shonu mishamim neim asesh lakodesh brochu." So we watch the mila, though we're afraid to do the mila, still we watch it machmasem as Hashem. So kitzu b'shas, the kid has his mila. From then on, he's zeicher to be a ben olam habo. Verse says, "Tony, we know it mishum b'meya, mishor sheyoymer omen." When a child says omen, the person says omen, that's when he's zeicher to be a ben olam habo. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Pischu shorim v'yavoyu gatzadik." People that watch Emunah, watch that trust in Hashem. So we dash in Al Tikri Shemir Emunim. It doesn't mean people that watch the Emunah Hashem, but the least amount is El Shemir Omein. As long as the person said Omein, as soon as the person says Omein, from then on he's zeicher to be a Ben Elam Habo. And my Omein, like what's so great about answering Omein? From where it says Avraham B'Chanina, it means Kael Melech Neman. Just to say you call upon yourself the Yiras Hashem, you're saying Kael Melech Neman. And the Pasuk says, "Lechein hechivu shel nafsho In other words, the shell, presumably the Gehenna, opened up its mouth. It opened up its mouth of these people without any measure. So what does it mean to say? Amar Rosh Lakish, Lemi Shemeshayer Afilu Chayk Echad. If a person left over even one chayk, he did not do one mitzvah in this world, so for that he goes to Gehenna. Rashi says, Afilu Chayk Echad Milishamah, if he left over, he did not even, if he only left out, was just that he did not watch one mitzvah, one chayk, for that alone is needed in the Gehenna. On this, Amr Rabbi Yechon said, no, La Yichol Amarayeh V'yamret Luhochi, HaKadosh Baruch will not be happy if you dash in this, to be so strict upon the Jews. Rather, Ella means to say like this, Afilu Lomad Ela Chaykecha, some did not even learn one chayk. Now Rashi said, what he meant to say is that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Reitze, Sheteidan Es Yisrael Kol Kach Lekach Chayva, Shem not like to be done, but a person did all the mitzvahs, just left out one mitzvah, say it's done in Gehenna. But reality says, it means to say, Afilu Lomad, it means a person that did not even learn. He did not even learn El Chayk Echad, one Chayk, on that he'll go down to Gehenna. Alright, we'll stop here.